Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Great show today. Lots of fun.
Yeah, something about it. It's just everything seems a little better today. I have no idea why. It's Ben and Woods.
I got an idea.
He goes, number one sports station.
Both
number
of you
one.
Shut up. Trying to keep listeners.
It is 97.3 The Fan.
Edgelords.
So you guys say you have the audio. You've got the receipt, it were.
This happened during a spot, and I don't want to jump in on a spot, right? So I texted Paul. He goes, oh, I heard it. Wait till you hear this.
All right, hang on.
Before, just the theme of the day is that you are a sex-crazed pervert. And it certainly lends some credence.
Booty, yeah, rocking everywhere.
To my theory.
Fair enough.
You one-track mind.
We'll hear what you think you heard.
Listen to this.
After our check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick. Want auto insurance with great savings and peace of mind? The choice is clear. Auto insurance through the Auto Club. Get your free quote today at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $537 a year. Did you hear how perfectly I read that?
Yeah, you did.
I'm not flubbing today. I'm feeling good today, Woods.
Well, I bet you are.
I dispute the flub in question.
I bet you are feeling good today. You had a 3-day staycation with his lady. Right, and then last night they decide, just on a whim, let's get into the bathtub nude and play gin.
Well, you which can't is get the into the bathtub clothed and play gin.
Play gin at a table, you deviant creep. Who gets in the bathtub and puts bubbles in there and plays gin in there with their wives? Porn stars do that. That's who does that. But, I'm telling
even
you,
them, they're like, nah, this is weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is. Like,
I've
too
done
sexy.
Some weird stuff. This
I've
is...
done some weird stuff. This is too sexy. He, the last 2 days, he's been relaxed. He's been calm. And I said to him off there, I said, you're very oversexed. I can see it in your face. I can see it in your body, the way you're moving. Just, you're kind of like, you're like Linguini. Like you're just, he's just very relaxed. And I said, you need to get focused here. He's like, I'm chill, dude. And I'm like, what is going on? So then he reads this spot. And again, his one-track deviant mind. Listen to this.
In order to better serve their customers, they have turned their entire both buying experience and service experience remotely.
Ben,
oh, my God.
Their cervix experience? You can't stop thinking about
service experience.
He can't, Paul. I'm telling you.
Service experience.
It's all...
Buying experience and service experience remotely.
Yeah. How was your cervix experience, Ben? B. Klein tweets in and says, Ben does sound like he got laid for 3 days straight, multiple times a day. He does. It's like Ron Jeremy over here. Good Lord. I had no idea. I really didn't. You can tell me I'm all on edge and hyper. What does that tell you, Ben? I'm not Linguini. All right?
What are you, Penne?
I'll leave it at that. Yes. Yes. Yes, I am Penne.
Little hollow inside.
100%. Uncooked, hollow inside.
All right. If you were a pasta, what pasta would you be? 833-288-0973. We're taking your calls right now.
Paul Keith just tweeted in, did you forget about me?
I got him.
On hold.
He's still here. Right. I got him. can only do winner. So many things at once.
The winner of Real or Fake. Yeah, maybe we hire Hammer back.
Yeah, he maybe you've got a phone screen. That would, you know,
info. That'd be super.
Sorry, Keith. That would be he super. Won. He dramatically won the game of Real or Fake.
Hang on the line.
He wants to be entered into the drawing for the grand prize. Get away to Las Vegas.
Hang on the line. I heard that, well, so we're on the air right now. A lot of people watching the inauguration.
Really,
yeah. I mean, we're here doing this. A lot of people watching the inauguration. Apparently Lady Gaga just slayed it up on stage. Was she doing Star is Born stuff, or is it
she did the she did the
in the share.
It wasn't the Star is Born, it was the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, okay.
She sang the national anthem.
Yeah, I'd like
reading.
To hear that.
I even got a text from Shelly since she killed
well,
it.
She slays. I mean, one of the best vibes ever.
I honestly, when she first came into the scene, I thought she was very strange. You know, she'd wear the meat suit to the Grammys, and I just didn't get the whole Lady Gaga thing. But then I did see A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper, and I realized she is a versatile talent.
Very. Very. I mean, her voice is incredible. So, yeah, we'll have that. We can play that tomorrow. Pull some audio from Lady Gaga. I'd like to hear it.
I would, too. I would, too. While we're here, though, why don't we finish up with a little baseball talk?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Mentioned it earlier. Some activity on the Hot Stove League that isn't just the Padres making moves or the occasional move by the White Sox or the Mets. Other teams are starting to fill out their rosters. The Blue Jays had a big day yesterday, Woods. Not only did they sign George Springer to a six-year, $150 million contract, but they also stole our favorite Kirby Yates away from us, who got an incentive-laden deal with about $5.5 million guaranteed. I saw some Padres fans going, isn't that kind of what we were offering him? Why did he get away if that was the price? My guess is the Padres didn't offer the same incentive structure that the Blue Jays did, and I want Kirby Yates to get every dollar he can. You know, guys do well in Major League Baseball, and Kirby he's made some money the last couple of seasons, but he certainly has not, like a superstar player, set himself up and his kids up for life. This was his first chance to really hit free agency and make it big, and instead of coming off an all-star season in 2019, he got hurt, and then there was a pandemic.
Yep.
So, you know, I hope he gets as much as he possibly can, because that guy, of any guy that I've met in baseball, really deserves it. What a good guy.
Great dude.
Yeah, just have always enjoyed every chance we've had to speak with him. His wife is terrific as well,
yep,
Ashley.
Yep, Ashley.
Going to miss them tremendously. But now I feel good that I can wish them success in Toronto.
Yeah.
Far enough away from San Diego and the National League West that I can genuinely wish him success.
You know, they're making a move. They're making moves in Toronto, getting George Springer, getting Kirby Yates. They've got a really good young core in Bo Bichette and, of course, Vlad Jr.
They had almost no salary tied up.
Yeah.
They had, like, as much open salary space as any team going into this offseason. So it's not a surprise that they were able to go out and spend $150 million on George Springer.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I mean, everybody just assumed. That's why you can't assume in the hot stove season. Everybody assumed George Springer, Met. Guaranteed Met. He's going to fill in the outfield there with Conforto and Brandon Nimmo, however you say his name. And they're going to be just ridiculous getting Francisco Lindor, having a good pitching staff already. You get Springer in there, that's a game changer. Well, they didn't. They didn't get him. The Blue Jays ended up getting him, and George Springer is a great fit in Toronto. Vlad Jr. has dropped about 50 pounds and looks ridiculous. He looks to where
the before and after pictures are striking.
How do they do that? How does one do that? I'd like to know.
Ask James Harden. He lost it all in 3 days.
3 days. Yeah, 72 hours. He lost 75 pounds. Also kind of an under-the-radar move, but the Angels went out and signed Jose Quintana. Who was pitching with the Cubs. And he had pitched for Joe Maddon before. One of those guys, like, probably we all kind of thought he was going to be an absolute superstar in Major League Baseball. He's been very solid. Very, very solid.
Yeah, he missed
solid.
Almost all of last season. But before that, he was kind of an under-the-radar, you know, 3.5 ERA type guy who's had a very solid career.
Yep.
And the Angels, obviously.
So was he a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was with the White Sox and the Cubs, yeah. But he did pitch for Joe Maddon when Joe Maddon was the manager of the Cubs. So he'll be reunited with him. They desperately need pitching in Anaheim. I mean, you know, how many more years of Mike Trout can you waste if you're the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles and Orange County? You need to get some pitching in there and try to compete and contend. So he'll join Dylan Bundy, Andrew Haney, Griffin Canning in the top four of their rotation. I think it's a good move. It was about $8 million, so not, you know, didn't throw a ton of money. I think it's a really smart move.
Plus, there is the talk that after, you know, his Tommy John, that Shohei Ohtani could be back on the mound point this year as well.
What do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, he's one of the few players in baseball who is going to arbitration right now.
Yeah.
The Angels, and they're not that far. They're only like 800,000 apart. It's like 2.8 and 3.6 million or somewhere in there. But it's an interesting case because there's really been no player who's come in the way Shohei Ohtani did. With, remember, all the money that the Angels spent was on the fee to his team in Japan.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a ton of money in Major League Baseball. I remember the Padres were big in on trying to get Shohei Ohtani when he came over. I'm not saying they dodged a bullet. I mean, Shohei Ohtani's been, he hasn't been bad
when he's
by
on
any
the
stretch
field.
Of the imagination. He just hasn't been 100% healthy, and certainly pitching wise, I haven't seen him now in a year and a half since the last time he took the mound after he got hurt. But he did get back last year and did produce somewhat offensively. He didn't have great, you know, short season, but you know, if he's healthy, I think there's a lot of teams that would love to have a Shohei Ohtani on their roster.
I still, you know, it goes back to, what do you do with that guy? Do you want him just DHing? Do you want him playing, you know, outfield, first base, whatever you can do? Or do you want him on the bump, you know, every 5 days? I just don't know if it's feasible to run a guy out there for 3 days, have him, you know, it just, is it feasible?
This isn't a knock on Shohei Ohtani, but I do feel the Padres may have lucked out by not getting him. Remember, like, A.J. Preller learned Japanese to try to recruit him.
Oh, they wanted him bad.
They wanted him really badly.
Yeah.
And while his production, it hasn't been that bad, it'd be a weird fit at this point.
Yeah,
like, trying to figure out how to use him effectively, the right way, you know, especially in the National League, where until last year there was no designated hitter. What would the Padres have ended up doing with Shohei Ohtani these last couple of years? I don't really know. It kind of would have been a headache, I think, for Jay Stengler to have had Shohei Ohtani on the roster last year.
You want as much talent as you can accumulate.
You do.
Obviously, always. But, you know, he's such an interesting person in that he can be very dominant when he pitches, and he's obviously a really, really strong bat with a lot of power, a lot of pop. He's got speed, the whole thing. It would drive me crazy as a manager. Like, A, where do I play him? Because I don't want to get him hurt. Do I just DH him every day? Do I then sit him for one day before he goes out and starts? Then do I need to sit him again before I get him back in the lineup? Like, plus the language lost in translation, the communication between the two of you, how does that work? I don't know, man. It's like you said, it's kind of a headache.
So here we are sitting about 27 days, 28 days from the scheduled report date at spring training. Padres pitchers and catchers, Woods. I believe February 17th was the date A.J. Preller mentioned yesterday. And they're still full go right now. They have been given no other instructions from Major League Baseball other than, we are starting on time.
Yep.
You know, and that's important, because it's not as though pitchers show up on February 17th having done nothing.
Right.
They ramp up.
Well, you just heard Joe Musgrove talking about the work he's been putting
to
in.
Get to spring training. So right now they're all preparing as if that is the day. It is less than a month away. It is officially time to get excited about 2021 Padres baseball. Now, we don't know when we get to be in the stands and actually get to watch a game. Hopefully that'll happen by some point, sooner rather than later, you know, during the summer. But it's right around the corner, Woods. This is no longer 3 months away. This is less than a month until the Padres are on the fields in Peoria, working and getting ready for the season.
Yeah, I said it before. I'll say it again. Until it starts, it's tough waiting. It's tough, tough waiting. It would be different, you know, Benny, if this was, you know, if we could make it to 500 this year, that would be something. You know, we've had those conversations on our show, on our very young show. I mean, somebody posted a graphic yesterday showing just the difference and what the lineup looked like 3 years ago when essentially we started doing a show together as to what it looks like now, holy crap. I mean, it is like, it is night and day. It's night and day what A.J. Preller has done to turn over this roster with really good players.
By the way, one question that Preller got yesterday during his Zoom news conference, didn't bring it up earlier, but, you know, again, the speculation. You get so many starting pitchers, you must be worried about Dinelson Lamet's health. And honestly, and you can hear for yourself, A.J. Preller doesn't seem to be a man who is overly concerned with the status of his number one pitcher. That would be Dinelson Lamet, his number one returning pitcher.
Right.
Dinelson, I think Paulie wasn't sure if I was referring to Blake Snell or Yu Darvish or Joe Musgrove. There's a lot of number one pitchers now on the Padres. I'm talking about the number one holdover, Paul, from last season, Dinelson Lamet.
Right. I saw that a little bit yesterday, put out there. No, I mean, Dinelson, he's had a very good offseason. So I think this is, I think it's geared towards, feeling like this is going to be a 160-game season. You're going to need a lot of starting pitchers. And also just, in general, you probably can never have enough quality starters. I think we feel like that's a big part of it. I think with Musgrove, having him there, along with Darvish and Snell and Lamet, we want to look up and have a guy that every single night when you look down and you look at the matchup, you feel good about it. So I think it was more product of that than, anything. There's not anything that we know from a health standpoint with Dinelson Lamet that, is going to come out in the next couple of days.
All right, so he basically said he's throwing, he feels good. You don't know for sure until, he's out on the mound and, give it 100% effort every single time out. But right now, I think they're expecting Dinelson Lamet to front a very deep starting rotation.
Looks forward to that.
We are done. Great show today.
Great show, boys.
Paul Reinl, the executive producer, making it happen. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning here on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.